Chivalrous fish in the ocean, to the ladies forbearing and mild. Though its record be dark, the man-eaten shark would eat neither woman nor child. He'd dine upon seamen and skippers, and tourists his hunger assuage. And a fresh cabin boy would fill him with joy if he's past the maturity age. A doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, love any fine day. And God bless him, he'll only address him politely and go on his way. I can readily cite you an instance of a lovely young lady of dream, delicious to eat, fell into the bay with a scream. Come on over. Next verse. Then flounced in the water. By a horrible man-eaten shark. Come on, kid. Oh, I'm sorry. Just bear with us. I want the children to try on this one. Oh, I'm sorry. He bowed in a manner most polished, and soothing her impulses wild. Don't be frightened, he said, I've been properly bred, and I eat neither woman nor child. Then he offered his fin, and she took it, and long the canoed, while the passengers cheered, and the vessel lay near, and a broadside was fired in salute. And they stood alongside the vessel, and the life-saving dinghy was rowed, with the pick of the crew and the relatives too, and the speed and the skipper aboard. And they hoisted her up in a jiffy, while the shark stood attention the while. Then he raised on his flipper and ate up the skipper and went on his way with a smile. This proves that the prince of the ocean, to the ladies forbearing and mild, though his record be dark, the man-eating shark would eat neither woman nor child.
I'm sorry we forgot some of the words.
It always pleases me to introduce the next lovely group. Like me, they have contributed to this program for 7 years, and that's how old the program is. This is my good friend, Francis Valenta, from Masaryk Town. And Francis, is the director of the Beseda. I have asked Jerry Pasenka, who has played for the group always, to introduce them and say a word about this traditional dance.
Well, now, I am very glad to see you again after 7 years already. And I see so many faces I saw here so many years already. And I wish you good luck. And Miss Bolton, she's every year younger and younger. I wish you good luck, Miss Bolton. And here is our Jerry.
Where are you, Jerry?
Here
you
are. Right here. Yeah. Thank you very much for a warm welcome, and it's a warm day to go along with the welcome, so to speak. Again, I'd like to say that it's a pleasure for us all in the Beseda Dancing Club to be here at White Springs again for another annual folk festival. We sort of make this a yearly habit, one that we enjoy very much, coming up here and dancing for you. This year, I think we have something, something a little better than what we have offered in the past. We got around a table several months ago and decided that we'd been doing the same folk dance for you for 6 years straight. And the people who come here every year, I'm sure, had seen it over and over, and maybe they were learning it a little bit. And we didn't want anybody to compete with us. So what we decided to do was to learn a new one. And it is also called a Czechoslovakian Beseda. That's the name of the folk dance. But this one is the Czechoslovakian Beseda rather than the Moravian Beseda or strictly the Czech Beseda. This is a conglomeration of all three national folk dances of Czechoslovakia put all into one. And we're going to present it for you this morning or this afternoon.
You need help?
No. Usually, I'm able to play this just by memory, but since this is the first time, I thought I'd play it safe and bring the music out here. Right now, before we start, I'd like to introduce the members of our dancing group. First of all, Edward Kapler and my sister, Lydia Pasenka. Lydia, you want to step aside so I can see who's next? This is Raymond Kalavsky. And, gee whiz. Who? Hey, Janet. Chermacek. Janet Chermacek. And next, John Mockmer and Carol Ann Simbora. And then finally, George Blaha and Ann Simmons. So now I think that we're all set to start here. And we hope you enjoy our dance as much as we enjoy putting it on for you. Thank you. Immortalized and written by Stephen Foster. I like now to play a medley of Stephen Foster favorites that have only survived throughout the many years because of their greatness. I have them written down here. And we'll start with one I'm sure everybody recognizes as perhaps the greatest that Stephen Foster ever wrote. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We thank you always and always, Jerry. Jerry's a freshman at the University of Florida this year. University of Florida, people take note of that. Now it pleasures me greatly to introduce as good-looking a set of boys as I've seen lately. And I've been trying to get them here for a long, long time. The Tarpon Springs Boy Scout Troop doing their traditional Greek dance. And I'm going to ask Scoutmaster Pesos to step up and introduce the group.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This dance you're about to witness was originated at the 4th National Jamboree at Valley Forge in 1957. The older boys are still with the troop, teaching the younger ones. The various colors you see in the costumes represent the islands that they come from. The costumes are original. Tarpon Springs is predominantly of Greek people. However, these boys are American-born from Greek parentage, and they're trying to keep alive the old tradition. And the thing caught fire, and we are very proud to present it to you for your entertainment. As they step out, I'll introduce them to you. Spiro Crevata, Eagle Scout. Manuel Tavares, Eagle Scout. John Lalekis is a second boy, Eagle Scout. First class scout, Jackie Gombas. Third scout, Gus Merlitz. Fourth scout, Gus Pappas. Last one, Hulis, first class scout. You will notice they're all traditional Irish names. Thank you a lot.
Now, all this time, our first citizens of Florida have been looking pretty and sitting still in complete repose, as only they can sit, waiting to be introduced. And it pleasures me greatly to introduce Jesse Belle Devane, who will introduce her friends Billy Bowlegs the Third and Josie Billy. Billy is from Brighton, and Josie Billy is from Big Cypress.
I thought that you might be interested in knowing something about the costumes that these Seminoles have on. The hats that they have on is the old style turban that they wore years ago. In fact, all of the old pictures that we have of the Seminoles, the men wore these turbans. First, this is Billy Bowlegs. He's 97 years old. He's the oldest Seminole in the Creek Nation in Florida. He's held in high esteem by his people. On my left is the Reverend Josie Billy, an old medicine man. I want to tell you the kind of a coat that Josie has on. This coat is a mark of distinction. It is only worn by the chiefs and the medicine men. There is a slight difference in the coat that the chiefs wear from the medicine men. But Josie Billy is a medicine man. This sash is also a mark of distinction. It was beaded by Chief Tallahassee's granddaughter for us. This is solid beads, and this design represents the king snake, or the king of snakes. And you are indeed fortunate this afternoon, because Josie Billy has consented to sing for you the Green Corn Dance. And it's by a medicine man. Myself, I've never heard it sung by a medicine man, and I deem it an extreme pleasure.
Yo, yo.
Now, all of you, please mark this down as a very historic moment, because this has never been done for an audience before, an audience of white people. Let's give them another hand, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. At this time, it is indeed a pleasure to introduce the German Club from the University of Florida. Mike McNamee is the leader, and I'm going to ask him to come out and in turn introduce the group and the dance.
Grüß Gott. That's the Southern German or the Bavarian greeting. Grüß Gott means greetings, or greet you God. It's a very, you hear it every day. And I would like to say from the whole group to you, each and every one of you, Grüß Gott. We're dancing the first dance. It's a Schuhplattler, meaning, well, there's no real translation for it, but you'll see what we mean by Schuhplattler. It's called a Watschentanz, or the little slap dance. And it's when boys and girls get a little well, not boys and girls, but the boys get a little anxious at one another because of a girl, usually. And I'd like to dance it for you now. Georgie, komm mal auf hier.
And so I'm going to sing a little Mexican song called Coplas.
Chile verde me pediste. Chile verde te daré, vámonos pa' la huerta que ya te lo cortaré.
Ay, lay, 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 lay.
Dicen que los de tu casa ninguno me puede ver. Diles que no batale agua, que al cabo lo han de beber.
Ay, lay, 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 lay,
la mujer que quiere a dos, los quiere como hermanitos. Al uno le pone cuernos y al otro los pitoncitos.
Ay, lay, 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 lay.
I'm going to do a song that I got special permission from Cousin Thelma to do 2 years ago, and I've had requests for it since. And I had a particular request from a friend of mine from Moultrie, Georgia. And sounds a little better when the guitar is in tune. It's a song called The Unreconstructed Rebel. And it's sung by a Civil War, or a veteran of the war between the states, or the late unpleasantness between the states, who wasn't quite satisfied with the outcome, and he was going to let everybody know about it.
Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lying thieving Yankees, I hate them wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty eagle, I fitted all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, a-camping in the snow. But if I killed some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
Thank you.
Now, I'll just have to make a comment in passing here, in case there's anybody here who might take exception to that. I think Cousin Bob was singing with his tongue in cheek, weren't you, Cousin Bob? And he really loves the eagle and the Constitution. Isn't it a wonderful song? Let's give him another. We have just been titillated since early Friday morning when we began to have with us Max Hunter, come all the way from the Ozark Mountains, Springfield, Missouri, a real folk singer with just lots and lots and lots of wonderful songs. Greetings, Cousin Max.
Thank you, Cousin Delma. Pull up a little. Thank you very much. One reason that I'm down here is last summer we invited Dr. Alton Morris from the University of Florida back into Arkansas to give us a talk at the Arkansas Festival. And at that time, he invited us that if we ever got in this neck of the woods to come by. So here we are. I'd like to tell you before I start singing that I might be like an old fellow that I collected a song from one time. He was singing a real grand song, and all at once he stopped in the middle and he said, "Hell, that's the right tune with the wrong words. Let's start over." So if I stop in the middle, that's what happened. I'd like to try to sing for you a song that's in the child ballad book. It's a Rosemary and Thyme. It's a riddle song. And if you don't stay with the song, you'll get lost on the thing. But I think possibly at the end, you can get the story. As you go up to yonder town, Rosemary and Thyme, I send my love and best respect to that young lady and tell her she is a true lover of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, Rosemary and Thyme, without a seam or needle's work, and she shall be a true lover of mine. Tell her to hang it on yonder thorn, Rosemary and Thyme, that never was budded since Adam was born, and she shall be a true lover of mine. Tell her to wash it in yonder's well, Rosemary and Thyme, where water never flowed nor rain never fell, and she shall be a true lover of mine. As you go up to yonder's town, Rosemary and Thyme, I send my love and best respect to that young man, and tell him he is a true lover of mine. Tell him to buy 5 acres of land, Rosemary and Thyme, between salt water and lacy sand, and he shall be a true lover of mine. Tell him to plow it with a muley cow horn, Rosemary and Thyme, and seed it o'er with 1 grain of corn, and he shall be a true lover of mine. Tell him to reap it with a sickle of leather, Rosemary and Thyme, and gather it in on a peafowl feather, and he shall be a true lover of mine. Tell him to take it to yonder's mill, Rosemary and Thyme, and every grain must 1 barrel fill, and he shall be a true lover of mine. Tell him when he has this work done, Rosemary and Thyme, to come to me for his cambric shirt, and he shall be a true lover of mine.